You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. Today is a day of mourning in Haiti, 1 month after the worst earthquake in 200 years, perhaps the worst earthquake in recorded history in the Western Hemisphere. And even though Haiti is an island, it's probably less of an island nation today than at any other time in its history, as communities around North America, particularly in the United States, embrace Haiti and form a humanitarian lifeline and literally a bridge to the island and the people of Haiti. And we're going to examine what's been going on in those communities around the United States over the past month. We're joined by George Marie Jasmine, a coordinator for the City of Boston's Referral and Support Center for Haitian Americans. She joins us from our partner station WGBH in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Rico Dupuy is station manager of Radio Soleil. We've spoken with him here in New York City, where there's a huge Haitian American community. Good morning, Rico. And Jepsy Metalus, executive director of Saint-La, a Haitian neighborhood center in Miami. We've spoken to you before, and good morning once again, Jepsy.
Good morning, David.
First of all, George Marie Jasmine, how has the community in Boston really changed and evolved and perhaps become closer to the people of Haiti in the extraordinary weeks since the earthquake?
I think that's a great question. The city of Boston has become closer, and I think it is due to our mayor, Thomas M. Menino, who, in the aftermath of the earthquake, initiated a citywide response to support the Haitian community in Boston.
And does this sort of resonate in the churches and the institutions? Is it sort of house to house? Is it families working together? I mean, certainly the resources were given to you by the mayor's office, but it's really the community that has the connections.
Correct. The churches, the community-based organizations, private agencies, and also families and different members of the community have come together to respond to this crisis.
Mm-hmm. Rico Dupuy, how's your playlist changed over the last month? And certainly on the air, you've been doing a whole lot of humanitarian work.
Well, our program has changed completely. To start, I can tell you, basically, there is no dance music on the station. Dance music programs have been changed into either call-in shows or news shows. So that's not easy, because you do have constituencies who want to hear music, although I'm prepared to admit that 95% of my listeners, they entirely comfortable with the idea of not playing dance music on the station.
You know, often in expatriate diaspora communities around the world, there's something of a tension between the people who left for whatever reason and the people who stayed behind in the native land. And I'm wondering if that issue has changed at all in the sort of remarkable response to the people of Haiti since the earthquake. Rico?
You mean a difference of views?
Just a sense of greater closeness, a sense of we have our responsibility here outside of Haiti, and the people inside of Haiti have their role to play as well.
Well, this earthquake has hit, as far as I'm concerned, not the country of Haiti, but the Haitian nation, which is form of Haitians in Haiti and Haitians overseas in the diaspora. As far as we're concerned, all of us are hit immediately, directly, in a big way. I don't know of any Haitian in the diaspora that is not directly, immediately affected by this. So all of us, we've lost family members, close friends. As far as I'm concerned, there is really no difference in the way this thing is felt by Haitians both here and in Haiti.
Jepsy Metalus, would you agree that there is now a Haitian nation, and it's not really an island? It embodies virtually all of the Western Hemisphere?
Well, John, there's always been a Haitian nation, and I think that in the wake of this earthquake, we're seeing again this world nation, these people from throughout the diaspora come together to be of aid to Haiti, to be of support, and to mourn with the fellow Haitians on the island, mourn the impact of this catastrophe.
What's happening specifically in Miami? How have the institutions responded and changed? And are there clubs and gathering places in Miami that have changed their role from one of maybe entertainment and just sort of cultural gathering to one of humanitarian?
I have to first thank just about everybody throughout the state of Florida, throughout the country, throughout the world, really, for what's been unprecedented generosity. I'm talking from average individuals to media outlets to governments, entertainers, first responders, hospital workers, students, public and private sector institutions. Just everybody has just been phenomenal and tremendous in their solidarity and their support and their caring about Haiti and wanting to help and transforming whatever space they had to one where supplies could be gathered for relief.
Well, that's a great sort of takeaway idea, that it's really not about solidarity among Haitians, even though that's an issue. It's solidarity among Haitians with their neighbors of all races and ethnicities here in the United States. Rico Dupuy, would you agree in New York that's what's going on?
Absolutely, and I would say it's really what's happening throughout the world. I don't know of any group, any community that is not somehow directly or indirectly involved in some kind of rescue effort. I've seen artists from all ethnic groups. In fact, I went to a concert, a fundraiser by Jewish artists United for Haiti. That was so moving, so much emotion. I decided to talk to the organizers and so that I can broadcast the 3-hour concert on my radio,
wow,
which we'll be doing this Sunday.
On Radio Soleil, right here in New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Georges Marie Jasmine, are we all Haitians? Is that the takeaway here?
We are all Haitians. The outpouring of support that we've seen here in Boston has been overwhelming and quite humbling. And people from all walks of life just wanting to support and be considerate.
All right, Georges Marie Jasmine, coordinator for the City of Boston's Referral and Support Center for Haitians in Haiti and Haitian Americans. We're all Haitians up in Boston and down there in New York. It's true as well. Rico Dupuy, station manager of Radio Soleil, thanks so much. And Gypsy Metalus, executive director of Sant La, a Haitian neighborhood center in Miami. Thanks to all of you. 1 month since the Haitian earthquake, and we're all Haitians.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.